It's a little-known fact that some of Australia's iconic farming districts share a link with the bloody battlefields of World War One. Following the war, a soldier settlement scheme was introduced in each Australian state to help repatriate servicemen returning from overseas. The program saw the creation of around 23,000 farms nationwide across 9 million hectares. The soldiers were given small parcels of land at a cheap rate on which to start a farm, but the scheme was fraught with failures. Many had no experience of farming, and the Great Depression saw many walk off their farms. In this special summer series of A Country Breakfast, we go in search of some of these soldier settler blocks and the families who called them home. This week, we're off to Beerburrum, just to the north of Brisbane, where Margaret Woods and her family tried their hand at pineapple farming.
Oh, that one.
This photo album tells the story of a soldier settlement that, like so many, ultimately failed.
That was taken, I'd say, around about 1925, 1926, of all of the community of Beerburrum at that time. I can name a lot of them because I knew a lot of them.
Margaret Wood was born to the generation of World War One soldiers turned first-time farmers, an upbringing she remembers fondly, despite the poverty that came with it.
Clothes was, I suppose, a washerwear and a spare. That would have been it. And as one wore out, CWA would give us another. Never owned a new dress in my life until I was about 13. Everything came from the CWA. And without the CWA, we'd have gone naked, I can tell you.
She was born in 1930 to British migrants at Beerburrum, just to the north of Brisbane. The region was Queensland's largest soldier settlement area and one of the first to trial the scheme.
But at that time, it was virgin bush, and they had to clear it. They come out from England. What did they come across? Things they hadn't come across in England, which were black snakes, redback spiders, dingoes, backyard dunnies, having no tanks, pulling up water from a well. They had to have a well dug. They had to clear their land. And Australian bush was a little bit different to the forests, I should imagine, in England. So they come out here. They had to work damned hard.
Times were tough then, and the soldier settlers struggled to make money. They simply weren't skilled enough to be farmers, and the blocks they were given were too small. For many soldier settler families, they could only survive on what they were able to grow.
Many a time, our dinner at night was stewed pineapple and custard, which I still enjoy today, incidentally. Those days it was dripping and salt and pepper and toast. Mum made all our own, she made all her own bread. We always ate, but it was never anything fancy. Meat, of course, was, we never owned a refrigerator. We never owned an icebox. Everything we had went down the well in a Coolgardie safe that kept the butter.
So quite often you just had to get by on pineapples.
Exactly, we did. Quite a lot of times we got by on pineapples.
The tough conditions meant many soldier settlers didn't last long on the land. That's how Margaret's father, Archibald Best, came into possession of his block when he moved to Australia after the war. He took up a farm that a soldier walked away from. However, Margaret's second cousin, Harry Cook, was given an original block, despite actually fighting in the British Army. What was Harry's involvement in the war? Do you know any of his stories?
No, I don't, because he was in the British Army and we don't have access to the British Army records. Unfortunately, we can get into our Australian World War One service records. There is access to them, but a lot of them were destroyed through the war, as far as I know, and this is why you can't. We just could not get into any.
I always thought it was just Australian soldiers who were given soldier settlement blocks, but this isn't the case.
No, and I believe Canadian and New Zealanders could also apply for a block. In the research I've been doing, I think I've researched over 200 soldiers now, and I have struck, I'm pretty sure, a couple of Canadian soldiers in there. So as long as they fought for the Allies, I think they were entitled.
You hear a lot of those stories of soldier settlers ultimately failing. There's a lot of stories of triumph, but also probably more where things haven't worked out. What was the case for your family? How would you look back at it?
I look back at it with two minds, I suppose. As a child, it was all we knew, and I must admit, we had a very carefree life, even though we never had very much. But if you ask our parents, I'm sure they would have a different story. But, you know, they did what they had to do to survive. And we wouldn't have survived, I don't think, without the help. I'll give him the name of a bloke called the name of Huey Simpson, who ran the Beerburrum General Store. And a lot of families in Beerburrum wouldn't have survived except for his generosity. He allowed my mother to run a book of, I think, but when we left Beerburrum, we owed him in the vicinity of £96, it was in those days. But I must say this, my mother paid every bit of it. But we weren't the only family that Huey Simpson would have supported through those rough years.
So it was very tough times by the sound of it.
It was very, very tough times. It really was very tough times.
Just a little bit south of Beerburrum is Glasshouse, and that's the region that's now known for producing a lot of pineapples in Queensland. How do you look back and see the Beerburrum experience and, the decline of pineapples there?
Well, I think it was very sad because so many families were, so disadvantaged by no income from pineapples. You'd get a good season, and it'd either fire would come and burn you out, or not enough rain. There was never enough rain, and of course there was no such thing as irrigation. Your pineapples, they either grew or they didn't grow. There again, the soil was not suitable to grow pineapples, and that was it. I honestly don't know how many actual pineapple farms are left in Beerburrum itself, but I would say very few.
The farm Margaret grew up on, like so many in the district, later became State Forest. But a piece of her family's history remains on the property, beneath the pine trees, hidden at the outset of World War II.
When my father came over, he had been educated in France, and when he came from England to Australia, he brought with him a gun. I'm not sure if it was a Luger. I know it was a handgun. It was a pistol. It was always kept in the sideboard drawer. And when the war started, and we weren't supposed to have anything like that, he said to us, get rid of the bloody thing. Don't care what you do with it. So my brother and I packed it in some oil skinny looking stuff and shoved it into a milk tin and wrapped something else around that and put it into a biscuit tin. And we went and buried it right down on the edge of the swamp, which was not very far from our side door. And to my knowledge, that is still buried there today.
And the motto of that story, be very careful if you dig up an old biscuit tin in the Beerburrum district in Queensland. You heard there from Margaret Wood, born and raised in Queensland's largest soldier settlement area, the pineapple growing region on the Sunshine Coast. And we'll have another in our soldier settlement series next week.